Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
So, really short and sweet today, hopefully. I'll be really quick. I just want to say the same message basically we've been hearing all day about God. God is love. Our God is love. He loves people and he loves all people. Amen? Doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter how well-known you are, your status, how many Facebook friends you've got, whatever. He loves everyone. And our Father's heart is, what is our Father's heart? That none should perish. Amen? So John 3:16 tells us very clearly that he loved the world so much. God so loved the world, didn't he? That he sent his only son so that whoever believes in our lovely Saviour would not perish but have eternal life. So you have to believe, and he loves us so much that the ultimate price he paid. And there are people walking around today that are wounded, lost, and not knowing who their dad is. And that just breaks my heart to know that there are people out there that don't know, don't have that connection that we have, and that's what our job is. My next question is going to be that what is the job of the children of God? You, me, I assume that we're all children of God here tonight. So to point them out to be... I'm sorry, I'm just going to start again. What's our job as children of God? To point them to the one that set us free, Jesus, name above all names, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, like Laura, where would I be if it wasn't for Christ? Where would you guys be if it wasn't for Christ? Everyone's got a story, amen? Every one of us. And we must not keep it to ourselves, okay? You should have a 2-minute version, a 30-second version, a 10-minute version, a half an hour version, a 2-hour version. Everyone needs to hear. You could be stuck with someone in a flight, 2 hours. There's a story. You've got 2 hours, right? People need to hear. It's the most powerful thing is your testimony. Don't ever, ever think anything less. Everyone's got a testimony. So the Bible says that we are the light of the world. That's us, the children of God. And a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they set it on a lampstand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Many ways to talk about our good deeds, many good deeds, but I'm referring to even giving someone a glass of water, saying, God loves you, just showing love, giving some financial help to people, homeless person, whoever, just love people. So just going through this really quickly, what is the most powerful force in the universe? God. Do we agree on that? Okay, so this is a trick question for you. Who in this room is in love? Who in this room is in love? Put your hands up. Okay, not bad, almost everyone. So God is love, and Jesus is God, right? Jesus is in you, and you're in him. Is that correct? So that means you're in love, and I'm in love. We're all in love. Isn't that cool? And so if God, the most powerful force, is in you, who in the world dare be against you? Who can possibly stop you if you walk around just being who you are? That's who you are. That's what the song said, isn't it? Isn't that what it said? That's who you are. So just be who you are. Just love people. No one can stop you. Not even the enemy. He's been defeated. So only you can stop yourself by your mind telling you that you can't do something, because your mind's powerful. So if you're operating out of the old mindset, the carnal mind, which says, blah, 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 I can't do this, I can't do this, operating out of fear, what's going to happen? Nothing. So we need to understand that perfect love casts out fear. Amen? Perfect love is Jesus. Amen? Okay. So let me encourage you. And this is probably for most males here, but I'm sure some ladies will get something out of it too. Can I ask you a question? Who loves superhero movies? Put your hands up. Don't be shy. Superhero movies, X-Men, all those, Superman, yeah? Okay. Yeah? Okay, so I saw a few hands go up. You've been shy, though. I'm sure there's many more, because I'm a massive fan. I'm trying to go easy, trying to get off the... I haven't watched one for a long time, actually. I've been really good. Television's been off for a long time. I think I tried Superman recently and regretted it, but Hollywood's all the same. It's all the same. What were you thinking? Okay, another question for you. What is the difference between fictional superheroes and spirit-filled Christians? What is the difference between fictional superheroes and spirit-filled Christians? Anyone? Yep, okay, exactly. One is fake, one is the real deal. So they're not real. Obviously, they're fictional, but we're not. We're the real deal. Thank you, Jesus. So fictional superheroes are exactly that. They're fictional. As children of God, we have his DNA. Can you get your head around that? You have God's DNA. Every one of you here. It's just amazing. It's exciting. So by nature, we are naturally supernatural beings. Have you thought about that? It's pretty exciting. We have the real power inside of us, which is the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Graham. And that's our comforter, isn't it? Our teacher. We're not orphans. The Holy Spirit is with us at all times. Thank you, Lord. We have the real power inside of us. Same power that conquered the grave lives in us. Just get your mind around that for a second. But who gets the glory? If you watch the movies, they always get the glory, don't they? That these heroes, they get the glory, they've saved the day. With us, though, we'd go out there, we'd do things in a small measure or big measure or whatever it is. Even if you say to someone, you're awesome, God loves you, put a smile on their face, they think about God, right? They're thinking about God because, as we heard last week, words are powerful, amen? So people go and they remember you mentioned Jesus in a positive context, not what they may have seen before through a hypocritical friend or family or that sort of thing. So they remember. And so our Heavenly Father gets the glory. And we might have to, in fact, we have to move aside. We have to move aside and let Jesus be shown so they see Jesus, not ourselves, yeah? But who cares? Who cares if we don't get the glory? It's not about us anyway. So we need to just... Today we just saw the most amazing example. Our beloved Hal Oxley, I mean, I've only been with the church, I think, just over 10 years, and I know how much influence he's had in my life and all of your lives as well. I mean, a man who honours God, look at what he's done. Because he's said, I'm not going to go right or left, I'm going straight, and I'm going down a narrow path, and it's all about Jesus. And look at what he's produced. Look at the thousands and thousands of untold lives he's impacted. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful man. So the beauty about it is that, yeah, God gets all the glory. And do you know that the world doesn't even know it, but they're in desperate need of answers, and the world hasn't got the answers. It's only found in Jesus. And so in the Bible it says that all of creation is eagerly awaiting. What's the rest? All of creation is eagerly awaiting for the sons and daughters of God to make themselves, what? Manifest. So you manifest yourself, you come out and you what? You be who you are. You don't have to try and be somebody else because you know who you are in Christ. So you just be yourself. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. They're going to judge you, they're going to label you anyway. Just be who you are. Don't ever walk around embarrassed about honoring the Lord Jesus, because they sure as heck go around promoting their own things, don't they? The world promotes sexpo, it promotes this, it promotes that, and it's ugly. And we have the answer. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to really narrow this down. I had quite a few testimonies to tell you about, but I'm going to make it really quick. I'll show you a video, and I've had a few amazing stories even over the phone with people getting healed. I had an audio, but we're not going to really have time for that. A lovely man over the phone, Telstra sales consultant. I don't know, Gray. If we've got time, we'll put it on. But basically, he's an atheist, or at least was an atheist, because everyone knows that even the hardest atheist, after having their mind blown, all of a sudden believes in God. I mean, you just cannot escape God. And first of all, God loves and believes in atheists too, right? So we can't just put them aside. And so this fellow was talking about the hardship he has had and how his whole family have been hypocrites, saying they believe in this and that, and they never showed it, and he was just done with church, done with God. And he lives in Adelaide. And so he had Sherman's disease. Didn't know what it was. I had to look it up. He had Sherman's disease, was born, I think it's with the hunchback effect. He had also damaged vertebrae, and so he was shorter than normal because he had some form of an accident 8 years ago. Pain every day of his life, medication every day of his life, crazy stuff. And so prayed for him over the phone. He let me, and instantly he's just telling me how the pain's leaving, and it totally left him, able to get up and do what he normally does. And it's really interesting to hear just his reaction. He was going, do you want to hear it? Okay, well then chuck it on please, Jonathan. So in the day, I mean, what I said was nothing over the top. It really is a case of that man was touched, and that's all that matters. And now he's got something to think about for the rest of his days, and I just pray that he makes the right choice. I'll be following him up just to make sure, just to check up on him. I've got his at a touch of a button. Apparently he can call me back, so that's pretty cool. You know those emails I send you? It's pretty cool. So the beautiful thing about this whole thing and what we're going to watch in the video is that it's for everyone. So some say you need to have the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, the gift of this, the gift of that. It's great. Some do. And some say that I do. I don't really think about that too much. All I know is that some do, some don't. Doesn't matter. We should all be healing the sick, the Bible says, and we all can. We should all be thinking really big with our faith, big faith, because that's what the Bible says. So it doesn't matter what people think. There's no second book of opinions, I say. It's all about the Bible and what the Bible says. So it says that we're not all prophets, but we should all be prophesying. Amen? So is seeing miracles only for some believers? No, is the answer. Because if I had to do a whole bunch of things, you're all qualified, okay? So say right now and mean it really loudly, I'm qualified. Come on now, I'm qualified. Like you believe it, I'm qualified. Now say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, now, the thing is that if I had said to you that I had to go run around the oval and I had to fast for 5 days and I had to do this and I had to do a handstand before going over this person's house and pray for them or whoever, then that would mean that you've got to be qualified to do the same thing. Unless you do that, you can't pray for the sick. True? But it so happens that the Bible makes it really clear. And as I get more experience, I'm noticing that, you know, I can make certain things a bit shorter and kind of like cut a few corners. But because I want it to work, I'm still kind of acting a little bit religiously. Like I'm still talking, like sometimes even repeating myself. And that's okay. You guys can pick that out. You can laugh if you want, because we're all learning, and I don't care about laughing about myself or at myself. So we're all learning. And so it's what I'm saying is that you're all qualified, and it's, God made it really easy for us, didn't tell us to do anything. It's by His might, by His Spirit. Not by your might or your spirit or my spirit. It's by God's power, the Holy Spirit. Amen? Okay, so we're all qualified. We're definitely set on that. Okay, there's no excuses. He's given us the Holy Spirit without limit, we read in John. Amen? Okay, so the last thing I want to say is just to really, really draw the line is He doesn't play favorites. So He loves us all equally. Amen? Okay, so that should definitely convince you then. Oh, that's got to finish with this. And if you want to show that video, that's pretty awesome, that video that I have here for a number of reasons. Actually was at the first men's breakfast, Chris. Yeah, I stayed back and talked to Phil Ray. He actually filmed the first half of it because he started asking him some questions. I hadn't actually sat down with him before and chatted before. And he asked me what I do, and I said, I've got a business, blah, 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 and I do this and I do that. And I also work for God. And I was just waiting for him to ask me, what do you mean? So he did. He said, what do you mean? So I said, let me show you. So I called somebody over, this fellow who needed some help. And he's a lovely young man, but he'd have some serious issues, including in and out of jail and a whole bunch of stuff. And you know that people need the touch of God, and that's what happened with this young man. So I called him over, and I knew that God better turn up or I was going to look like a fool, because both of his shoulders were messed up bad. One was operated on, a metal plate. The other one was dislocated. And so, yeah, I just was really, God, you better help me here. So if you want to see that video, we can put it on. So should I put it on? All right, so, yeah, here it goes. All right, so that's really easy. It seemed like it was difficult, and I was a bit concerned about it, but God took over and it was all good. So anyway, guys, praise God. We're going to just keep it really short. So if anyone wants to be prayed for, this is for everyone, okay? And so we need to just agree that this is for everyone. And I would say one last thing. For me personally, I was so fearful and scared that I would really literally, it'd be a burden on my heart for months and months and months, a burden. And I was just walking around, because I knew this was part of who I needed to be. Because, children of God need to be helping others in any way, whether it's praying, you know, giving, assisting, healing, whatever the case, we've got to help people. And so I knew that God wanted me to walk in the supernatural. I knew that he wanted to. He'd confirmed it a number of times, but I was still chicken, okay? Still chicken, walking around, passing by opportunities, and that's okay. But just know that God is patient, he's love, he's not judgmental, and he was waiting there for me with open arms the whole time, not judging me if I chickened out 20,000 times, okay? So we just have to know that it's our portion, but whenever we're ready, okay? There's no pressure. I just want to encourage you guys, okay? Talk about encouraging you, loving you guys, and letting you know that it's our portion. So bless you guys. If you want any healing, anyone here, step forward. Don't be shy. And God's going to meet you because he loves you. So thank you very much for hearing me on this very, very busy day for everyone. So, yeah, guys, be blessed. Thank you.